And we want to follow up now on a story that broke last week in Claremont, New Hampshire. The family of a biracial boy saying local teens tried to lynch him. Now, officials in Claremont now say there will need to be many conversations in the city in the coming months about violence and race. And Tuesday night, when about 100 people held a vigil in a park outside City Hall, some of those issues were on display. Breida Green from New Hampshire Public Radio was there.
It wasn't long into the evening that racial tensions were on full display. The event's organizer, Rebecca McKenzie, was just introducing the night's first speaker when she was interrupted by a white man driving by and yelling from his truck. "All lives matter," he proclaimed, responding to Black Lives Matter signs in the crowd. "Stop making it about race," he said.
"Sir, come over."
McKenzie, speaking from the park's gazebo, tried to bring the two sides together.
"Sir, come over to our vigil."
The man drove away. McKenzie turned to the crowd and continued with the program.
We have an awful lot of work to do.
That work starts with responding to an incident that took place just before the start of the school year. A group of Claremont teenagers allegedly attacked an 8-year-old biracial boy, calling him racial slurs before tying a rope around his neck and pushing him off a picnic table. His mother posted a photo of bruises and cuts on his neck to Facebook. She wrote that he was airlifted to the hospital but survived. At the vigil Tuesday, many spoke to broader concerns around racism in the community.
Deep in our bones, that something like this doesn't arise out of a vacuum. White children don't get the idea to lynch a biracial child out of their imagination.
People That's John Gregory Davis, a pastor at the Congregational Church in Meriden. One by one, he and other faith leaders spoke, along with city officials and the police chief. Few official details have been released about the alleged attack and investigation. Officials say because the incident involves juveniles, they're limited in what they can say.
It's difficult.
That's Claremont Police Chief Mark Chase. The state attorney general's office is helping his department with the investigation. Social and racial justice groups have urged law enforcement to investigate the alleged attack as a hate crime. Chase says his department will consider any evidence of bias.
It's our obligation, it's our policy, but it's our duty to investigate that as well and consider that as part of the investigation.
Governor Chris Sununu weighed in on Tuesday, condemning hatred and bigotry in a statement. He said he's requested regular updates on the investigation. Meanwhile, the Claremont schools called parents Monday night. The district is looking into ways to explore conversations around racism in the classroom. Details of what that will look like practically are still being worked out. And the same is true at the city level. Claremont recently joined a national program aimed at preventing violence around the city. But when I asked City Manager Ryan McNutt what could be done to address racial tensions, he struggled to find an answer.
I would have to really sit down and think about what we would do, you know, specific for race.
He'd like to keep the dialogue going, he said, to increase diversity of all kinds in Claremont. Like the region as a whole, Claremont is overwhelmingly white, and conversations about race don't always come naturally. As the vigil broke up at dusk, a pickup truck drove around the town square with a full-size Confederate flag waving in the wind. For Here and Now, I'm Breida Green.